Nunca vamos a volver ahí de nuevo. We are never going to go back there again. This sentence is in the future tense, which is indicated by the use of the verb, ir. In the future tense, vamos. Vamos. The verb, volver. Volver. Is in the infinitive form, indicating that it is the action that will be performed. The phrase, de nuevo. De nuevo. Means, again, and emphasizes the repetition of the action. The phrase, ali. I.e. refers to a specific location that is understood by the context. Key concepts. Future tense. Vamos. Vamos. Infinitive verb. Volver. Volver. Adverb. De nuevo. De nuevo. Pronoun. Ali. I.e. Son justo las cinco. It is exactly 5 o'clock. The sentence uses the verb ser to be in the third person singular present tense, es, indicating that it is a statement of fact. Justo means exactly and emphasizes the precise time. Las cinco literally translates to the five, but in this context, it refers to 5 o'clock. The feminine definite article. Las is used because cinco is a feminine noun in Spanish. No puede cambiar su nombre de usuario. This means he slash she cannot change his or her username. The sentence follows this structure. No means no and is the negation in this sentence. Puede is the third person singular form of the verb. Poner, which means to be able to or can. Cambiar is the infinitive form of the verb cambiar, which means to change and is used in the infinitive form when it is used after poner. Su means his or her or their and is a possessive adjective. It modifies the following noun. Nombre means name and is a noun. De means of and is a preposition. Usuario means user and is a noun. Key concepts. No is the negation of the sentence. Puede is the conjugated verb to be able to in the third person singular. Cambiar is an infinitive verb that follows. Puede. Su is a possessive adjective modifying the noun, name. De is a preposition that connects the noun, name, and the noun, user. Voy al parque. I am going to the park. The sentence. Voy al parque. Uses the verb. Ir. To go, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular. Yo. I. The preposition a is used before el parque. The park, because it is a place to which someone is going. Tom no le teme a la muerte. Tom does not fear death. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Tom is the subject of the sentence, referring to a male named Tom. No is the negation, indicating that Tom does not fear death. Le is the indirect object pronoun, meaning to him or for him. In this case, it refers to Tom, although the pronoun is not usually used with the verb temer in the sense of fear. This is a quirk of Spanish, where the indirect object pronoun is sometimes used for emphasis or to avoid ambiguity. Teme is the verb to fear, conjugated in the third person singular present tense. It is the conjugation of the verb for he slash she slash it fears. A is the preposition to or at, indicating the object of the verb. La is the definite article. The muerte is the noun death. The sentence structure is subject negation indirect object verb preposition article noun. No tuvimos clases a causa del tifón. We didn't have classes because of the typhoon. Breakdown. No tuvimos. No tuvimos. Is the past tense of the verb. Tener. To have, in the negative form. This translates to, we didn't have. Clases. Classes. Is the plural form of the noun. Clase. Class, meaning, classes. A causa del. A causa del. Means, because of, tifón. Tifón. Is the noun meaning, typhoon. Ellos poseen muchas tierras. They possess many lands. This sentence uses the verb poseer, which means to possess. Ellos is the subject pronoun meaning they. Muchas is the adjective meaning many and modifies tierras, which means lands. ¿Cuál fue la reacción de Tom? What was Tom's reaction? This sentence asks about the reaction of a person named Tom. Let's break down the drama. ¿Cuál fue la reacción de Tom? ¿Cuál? ¿Cuál? Is an interrogative pronoun meaning which or what. Here, it's asking about the specific reaction. Fue. Is the past tense of the verb ser. Ser. Meaning, to be. In this sentence, it's used with la reacción. La reacción. To say, the reaction was. La reacción. La reacción. Is the noun, reaction, in feminine form, preceded by the definite article, la. La. The Tom. De Tom. Is the preposition, de. De. Meaning, of, followed by the name, Tom. Tom. In masculine form. This phrase uses the structure of a question about a specific noun, la reacción, la reacción. Using, cuál, cuál, to specify the reaction. The past tense of, ser, ser, is used to describe the reaction. The final part, de Tom, identifies who the reaction belonged to. Tom debía haber escuchado a Mary con más cuidado. Tom should have listened to Mary more carefully. This sentence is in the past perfect indicative tense, which is used to express an action that was completed before another action in the past. The verb deber means to have to or should. Here, it is used in the past perfect, debía, which means, should have. The verb, escuchar, means, to listen. It is conjugated in the infinitive form, which is the base form of the verb. The preposition, con, means, with. The adverb, más, means, more. The adverb, cuidado, means, carefully. So, the full translation of the sentence is, Tom should have listened to Mary more carefully. No acostumbro a tomar decisiones. I am not used to making decisions. Breakdown. No. : This is the negation word, meaning, not. Acostumbro. : This is the first person singular present indicative of the verb. Acostumbrar. Which means, to be accustomed to, or, to be used to. : This is the preposition, to, which is used before infinitives. Tomar. : This is the infinitive form of the verb. Tomar. Which means, to take, or, to make, in this context, a decision. Decisiones. : This is the plural form of the noun. Decisión. Which means, decision. Key concepts. Present indicative tense. The verb. Acostumbro. Is in the present indicative tense, which describes a habitual action. Infinitive, the verb tomar, is in the infinitive form, which is used after prepositions like a. Negation, the negation, no, makes the sentence negative. Lo hiciste únicamente para enojarme? Did you do it only to make me angry? The sentence is a question using the preterite tense of the verb hacer, to do, in the second person plural. Hicisteis. The word únicamente means only, and emphasizes that the action was done solely for the purpose of making the person angry. The preposition para introduces the purpose of the action, and the verb enojar means to anger. The final word me is the object pronoun, indicating that the person being angered is the speaker. El mar está en calma. The sea is calm. El is the definite article meaning the. Mar means sea. Está is the present tense of the verb estar, which means to be, but is used in this case to describe the state of the sea. En calma is a phrase that means calm. This sentence uses the verb estar to describe a state of being. Ya no queda queso. There is no cheese left. Breakdown. Ya. This is an adverb that means already or now. In this case, it emphasizes that there is currently no cheese. No. This is a negation, meaning not. Queda. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb quedar, which means to remain or to be left. Queso. This is the noun cheese. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the negation no to indicate the absence of cheese. Present tense. The verb queda is in the present tense, indicating that the lack of cheese is a current situation. Word order. The word order in this sentence follows a typical Spanish pattern. Subject verb object. Queso is the object. No creo que esté fingiendo. I don't think he slash she is pretending. This sentence uses the verb creer, which means to believe, and is conjugated in the first person singular present tense, creo. No is the negation of the sentence. Que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause, in this case, the clause esté fingiendo. Esté is the present subjunctive of the verb estar, to be, and agrees with the third person singular subject. Fingiendo is the gerund of the verb fingir, to pretend. The entire clause is a direct object of the verb creer. ¿Quién desapareció? Who disappeared? This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun ¿quién?, which means who. The verb desapareció is in the preterite tense of the verb desaparecer, which means to disappear. Since this is a question, the word order is inverted. The verb comes before the subject. Los fines de semana llevo a mis perros a dar un largo paseo por el parque. On weekends, I take my dogs for a long walk in the park. Breakdown. Los. This is the definite article meaning the, and is used with plural nouns. It agrees in gender and number with the noun following it, fines de semana. Weekends. Fines de semana. This is a compound noun meaning weekends. It's a bit tricky because it's a noun phrase, but it functions like a singular noun here. Llevo. This is the first person singular present tense form of the verb, llevar, meaning to take. This is the preposition to, and is used before an infinitive, the verb dar. In this case, mis. This is the possessive adjective meaning my, and agrees in gender and number with the noun peros. Peros. This is the plural form of the noun dog, meaning dogs. Ahar. This is an infinitive phrase meaning to give. It's used after the preposition a to express the purpose of the action. This is the indefinite article meaning a, and is used with singular nouns. It agrees in gender and number with the noun following it, largo. Long. Largo. This is the masculine singular form of the adjective long, meaning long. Paseo. This is a noun meaning walk or stroll. Por. This is the preposition by or through and is used to indicate location or direction. El. This is the definite article meaning the and agrees in gender and number with the noun following it. Parque. Parque. This is a noun meaning park. Key concepts. Definite and indefinite articles. These words, like el, los, un, are used before nouns and indicate whether the noun is specific or general. Possessive adjectives. These words, like mis, show who owns or possesses something. Infinitive phrases. These are verb phrases that start with to, like ahar. They are used to express purpose or intention. Prepositions. These words, like a, or, show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and other words in the sentence. They often indicate location, time, or direction. Subject-verb agreement. The verb llevo is in the first-person singular form because the subject is yo. I, which is understood in the sentence. Tom no me conoce. Tom doesn't know me. This sentence uses the negative form of the verb, conoce, which means, to know. Tom. Tom is the subject of the sentence. No. This is the negative adverb, indicating that the action is not happening. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, meaning, me. Conoce. This is the third-person singular present tense conjugation of conoce, indicating that Tom is the one performing the action of knowing. The sentence structure is subject plus negative adverb plus direct object pronoun plus verb. Ya empezaba a preocuparme por ti. I was starting to worry about you. Ya means already, indicating that the worrying had begun. Empezaba is the imperfect tense of the verb empezar. To begin, signifying a continuous action in the past. A is a preposition meaning to or at, connecting empezar with preocupar. Preocupar is the verb to worry, and is in the infinitive form here. Me is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. Por is a preposition meaning for or about, indicating the object of the worry. Ti is the object pronoun meaning you. The sentence structure is a bit unusual in English, as we would typically say, I was starting to worry about you. But the Spanish sentence emphasizes the beginning of the worry with ya empezaba, before the object of the worry is introduced. Adivinas de que quiero hablarte. This sentence translates to, can you guess what I want to talk to you about? Let's break it down. Adivinas, adivinas, is the informal, you, form of the verb, adivinar, which means, to guess. It's conjugated in the second person singular present tense, implying that the speaker is asking the listener to guess. De que, de que, is a contraction of de, of, and, que, what, It's used to indicate the object of the guessing. Quiero hablar. Quiero hablarte. Is a present tense conjugation of the verb querer. To want, followed by hablarte. To talk to you. The combination indicates the speaker's intention to talk to the listener. Overall, the sentence is a direct question inviting the listener to guess the topic of conversation. It's a playful and engaging way to begin a conversation. ¿Piensas que comer con tu familia es importante? The sentence asks, do you think eating with your family is important? Breakdown. Piensas. Piensas. Is the second person singular form of the verb. Pensar. To think. The question mark at the beginning indicates it is a question. Que. Que. Is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. In this case, it introduces the clause, comer con tu familia es importante. Comer. Comer. Is the infinitive verb, to eat. Con. Con. Is a preposition that means, with. To. Tu. Is the possessive adjective, your. Familia. Familia. Is the noun, family. Is. Es. Is the third person singular form of the verb. Ser. To be. Importante. Importante. Is the adjective, important. Key concepts. Subordinate clause. A subordinate clause is a clause that cannot stand alone as a complete sentence. In this sentence, the clause, comer con tu familia es importante, is a subordinate clause, because it depends on the main clause, piensas, for its meaning. Infinitive verbs. Infinitives are the basic form of a verb. They are often preceded by to in English, but not in Spanish. In this sentence, comer is an infinitive verb. Possessive adjectives. Possessive adjectives indicate ownership. In this sentence, tu means your. Third person singular. In Spanish, the third person singular form of verbs is used to refer to a single person or thing. In this sentence, es is the third person singular form of the verb ser.
Mi padre dejó de fumar el año pasado.
My father quit smoking last year. The sentence is in the past tense, and uses the verb dejar, which means to leave or to quit.
Dejar
is used with the preposition de to indicate what is being left or quit.
Fumar
means to smoke.
El año pasado
means last year. The sentence is a simple past tense statement, meaning that the action is complete and happened in the past.
El dique que bloquea al río es muy ancho.
The dam that blocks the river is very wide. Breakdown.
El.
This is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the
dique.
This is the noun, dam.
Que.
This is a relative pronoun, meaning that. It connects the relative clause that follows to the noun, dam.
Bloquea.
This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb.
Bloquear.
Meaning, to block.
Al.
This is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the. It combines with the preposition.
A.
Meaning, to form the preposition,
al,
which indicates movement towards something,
río.
This is the noun, river,
es.
This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, to be, which in this case is acting as a linking verb, connecting the subject, am, to the adjective, wide,
muy.
This is an adverb meaning, very,
ancho.
This is an adjective meaning, wide. Key concepts. This sentence uses a relative clause, that blocks the river, to provide more information about the noun, dam.
The present indicative tense is used to describe a present state or action. The adjective wide describes the noun am and modifies its meaning. The sentence demonstrates the use of the preposition al to indicate movement towards something. Hablemos de profesionalidad. Let's talk about professionalism. This sentence is a simple imperative using the subjunctive mood in the nosotros form of hablar, which means to speak. Hablemos literally means let's speak. De is a preposition meaning of and profesionalidad is a noun meaning professionalism. ¿Dónde está Tom? Hey, where is Tom? This is a simple question asking for the location of Tom. Let's break it down. Is an exclamation used to get someone's attention, similar to, hey, or, listen. ¿Dónde? Means, where, and is used to ask for a location. Está. Is the third person singular present tense of the verb estar, which means to be, and is used to indicate location. Tom is a proper noun, referring to a specific person named Tom. This sentence uses the question word donde to inquire about the location of Tom. It demonstrates the use of the verb estar in the present tense to express the location of a person or object. Castigamos a Tom. We punish Tom. Castigamos is the verb to punish in the first person plural present tense, indicating that we are the ones doing the punishing. Is the definite article the, and indicates that Tom is a specific person. Tom is the name of the person being punished. Ellos fueron a observar ballenas. They went to watch whales. The sentence ellos fueron a observar ballenas is in the preterite tense, which describes a completed action in the past. Breakdown. Ellos. This is the subject pronoun, they, in the masculine plural form. Fueron. This is the third person plural preterite form of the verb ir. To go. This is the preposition to observar. This is the infinitive verb to observe. Ballenas. This is the plural noun whales. Key concepts. Preterite tense. This tense is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. Infinitive verb. The infinitive form of a verb is the basic form of the verb, for example, observar. Preposition. A preposition links a noun or pronoun to another word in the sentence. In this case, a connects the verb fueron to the noun phrase observar ballenas. Prefiero carne en vez de pescado. I prefer meat instead of fish. This sentence uses the verb preferir, which means to prefer. It is conjugated in the first person singular present tense, yo prefiero, indicating that the speaker is expressing their own preference. Carne means meat, and pescado means fish. En vez de is a prepositional phrase meaning instead of. It is used to indicate that the speaker prefers one option over another. ¿Cuánto malo quieres que te diga? How much bad, malo, do you want me to tell you? This sentence is a question using the interrogative word cuánto, meaning how much, malo, is the adjective meaning bad, used in this case as a noun to mean bad things, in this sentence. The verb quieres is the second person singular of the verb querer, meaning to want, and is conjugated to match the subject. Tú
which is implied in the sentence. Te is the indirect object pronoun, which means to you, and is the object of the verb decir, meaning to say, which is in the infinitive form. El soldado gemía de dolor. The soldier was groaning in pain. Breakdown. El is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the soldado. Soldado is a masculine noun meaning soldier. Gemía. Gemía is the third person singular imperfect indicative of the verb gemir, meaning to groan. De is a preposition meaning of or from. Dolor. Dolor is a masculine noun meaning pain. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense is used to describe actions or states that were ongoing in the past. Prepositions. Prepositions are words that link nouns, pronouns, or phrases to other words in a sentence. Masculine nouns. In Spanish, nouns have a gender, either masculine or feminine. Masculine nouns are typically associated with male beings or objects. Tom estaba tan ocupado. Tom was so busy. The sentence structure is simple. Tom. Subject plus. Estaba. Verb. To be, in the imperfect tense, plus. Tan ocupado. Adjective phrase, meaning, so busy. Key concepts. Estaba. Colon. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Ser. To be, which is used to describe ongoing actions or states in the past. In this case, it indicates that Tom's busyness was a continuing state. Tan ocupado. Colon. This phrase means, so busy. The word, tan, so, intensifies the adjective, ocupado. Busy. Aún no has visto nada. You haven't seen anything yet. Breakdown. Aún. This means, still, or, yet. It indicates that something has not happened up to the present moment. No. This is the negative word, not. As. This is the third person singular form of the present perfect tense of the verb. Haber. To have. It's used here to form the present perfect tense of the verb, to see. Visto. This is the past participle of the verb. Ver. To see. Nada. This means, nothing. It functions as a direct object in this sentence, meaning the person has not seen anything. Key concepts. Present perfect tense. This tense is used to talk about an action that started in the past, and continues to have an effect in the present. Negative construction. The negative word. No. Is used before the verb to make the sentence negative. Direct object. The direct object is the thing that is being acted upon by the verb. In this case, the direct object is nada. Nothing. Casi todos en la clase votaron a favor de tener una fiesta de agradecimiento a los profesores. Almost everyone in the class voted in favor of having a thank you party for the teachers. Breakdown. Casi means almost or nearly. Todos means everyone or all. En means in or at. La clase means the class. Votaron is the past participle of the verb to vote in the third person plural. A favor de means in favor of. Tener means to have. Una fiesta means a party. De agradecimiento means of gratitude or thank you. A los profesores means to the teachers. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb votar, to vote, is conjugated in the past participle. Votaron. to agree with the subject, everyone. Prepositions.
En.
And. A favor de. Are prepositions that show the relationship between the nouns and verbs in the sentence. Noun phrases.
La clase.
And. Los profesores. Are noun phrases that refer to the class and teachers.
Tom le agradeció a Mariel ayudarle a decorar su árbol de Navidad.
Tom thanked Mary for helping him decorate his Christmas tree.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, the one performing the action.
Le
is a pronoun meaning to him slash her, referring to Mary. It's used as an indirect object to show who Tom is thanking.
Agradeció
is the past tense verb, to thank.
A
is the preposition, to, indicating the recipient of the action of thanking.
Mari
is the direct object of the verb, the person being thanked.
El
is the masculine definite article, referring to helping.
Ayudarle
is the infinitive, to help him, formed with the infinitive.
Ayudar.
And the pronoun,
le,
meaning, him.
The, le,
here refers to Tom, showing that Mary helped him.
A,
is the preposition, to, again, indicating the purpose of the help.
Decorar,
is the infinitive, to decorate.
Su,
is the possessive adjective, his or her, indicating that it's Tom's Christmas tree.
Árbol
is the noun, tree.
De
is the preposition, of.
Navidad
is the noun, Christmas.
Son estas las gafas que buscabas.
Are these the glasses that you were looking for? This sentence is a question in the
presente.
Present tense of the verb.
Ser.
To be.
Son.
Son. Is the third person plural form of the verb
ser
to be in the
presente
present tense.
Estas,
estas is the feminine plural form of the demonstrative adjective
este.
This, and is used to refer to something close to the speaker.
Las,
las is the feminine plural definite article, meaning the
gafas,
gafas is the plural form of the noun,
gafa.
Glasses,
que,
que, is a relative pronoun that introduces a relative clause.
Buscabas,
buscabas, is the second person singular form of the verb,
buscar.
To look for, in the
imperfecto,
imperfect tense.
The imperfecto,
imperfect tense is used to describe past actions that were ongoing, or habitual, or to describe a state, or condition that existed in the past. The sentence translates as, are these the glasses that you were looking for? This sentence implies that the speaker is holding, or pointing to a pair of glasses, and asking the listener, if these are the specific glasses they were looking for.
Ella lo vio en la estación.
She saw him at the station.
Breakdown.
Ella.
Ella.
This is the subject pronoun, she.
Lo.
Lo. This is the direct object pronoun, him. It replaces the noun, él.
Él.
He, to avoid repetition.
Vio.
Vio. This is the past tense of the verb,
ver.
Ver. To see. It conjugates as, ella vio,
ella vio,
in the third person singular,
en,
en. This is the preposition, in, or, at,
la,
la. This is the definite article, the,
estación,
estación. This is the noun, station. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns.
Lo,
lo. Replaces the noun,
ale,
ale. To avoid redundancy,
prepositions. An, in, is used to indicate location. Past tense, the verb, via, pure, is in the past tense, indicating that the action happened in the past. Hazlo ahorita. Do it right now. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Hazlo is the imperative form of the verb hacer. To do, in the second person singular. Ahorita is a colloquial way of saying right now or immediately. Tom le cantó a su hijo para que se durmiera. Tom sang to his son to make him fall asleep. This sentence uses the pretérito indefinido, past tense, of the verb cantar, to sing. Tom, this is the subject of the sentence, the person who performed the action. Le. This is a direct object pronoun meaning him and refers to the son. Cantó. This is the past tense form of the verb cantar. A. This is a preposition meaning to and is used to introduce the indirect object. Su. This is a possessive adjective meaning his and modifies. Hijo. Hijo. This is the indirect object of the sentence, the person to whom the singing was directed. Para que. This is a conjunction meaning, so that, and introduces the purpose clause. Se. This is a reflexive pronoun meaning, himself, and refers to the son. Durmiera. This is the subjunctive form of the verb dormir, to sleep. The subjunctive mood is used to express a desire or purpose. This sentence structure is common in Spanish and can be used to express a variety of actions and purposes. Tom es tu profesor de guitarra, no? Tom is your guitar teacher, isn't he? This sentence uses the no structure, which is a common way to ask for confirmation in Spanish. It literally means no, but functions as a tag question, similar to isn't it? Or right? In English, the sentence structure is straightforward. Tom. Tom. The subject of the sentence, a proper noun, is, es. The verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense, agreeing with the subject, Tom. Tu. Tu. The possessive adjective, your, indicating that the guitar teacher belongs to the person being addressed. Professor. Professor. The noun, teacher. De. The preposition, of, indicating the type of teacher. Guitarra. Guitarra. The noun, guitar. No. Nor. The tag question, indicating a request for confirmation. Se espera que esta nueva política cree empleos a gran escala. It is expected that this new policy will create jobs on a large scale. Breakdown. Se. This is the third person singular form of the reflexive pronoun. Se. Which acts as a placeholder for the subject of the sentence, la nueva política. The new policy. Espera. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Esperar. To expect, in the present indicative tense. It indicates that something is expected to happen. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause, in this case, a clause that describes what is expected. Esta nueva política. This is the subject of the sentence. It refers to a new policy. Cree. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Crear. To create, in the subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used here to express a possibility, or an expectation, in this case, the expectation that the new policy will create jobs. Empleos. This is the plural form of the noun. Empleo. Job. a gran escala. This is a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb crear. It means, on a large scale, or extensively. Key concepts. Reflexive pronoun. The reflexive pronoun, se, is used to indicate that the action of the verb is performed by the subject itself. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used to express a range of ideas, including possibility, doubt, and desire. In this case, it emphasizes that the creation of jobs is an expectation, not a certainty. Prepositional phrase. The prepositional phrase, a gran escala, provides additional information about the action of the verb, crear, indicating the extent or scale of the job creation. Tom hablo con Mary. Tom spoke with Mary. Breakdown. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, referring to a male named Tom. Hablo. This is the verb, meaning, spoke, in the past tense. It is the third person singular form of the verb. Hablar. To speak, conjugated in the preterite, past tense. Con. This preposition means, with. Mari. This is the object of the preposition. Con. Referring to a female named Mary. Key concepts. Subject-verb-object-sentence structure. The sentence follows the basic subject-verb-object structure common in Spanish. Preterite tense. The verb is in the preterite tense, indicating a completed action in the past. Preposition. Con. Colon the preposition. Con. Is used to indicate accompaniment, or association. Pensé que Tom podría estar en la cárcel. I thought that Tom might be in jail. Breakdown. Pensé. Is the past tense of the verb. Pensar. Meaning, to think. It's used here to describe a thought the speaker had in the past. Que. Is the conjunction, that. Introducing a subordinate clause. Tom. Is the proper noun, Tom. Podría. Is the conditional form of the verb. Poder. Meaning, to be able to. Indicating possibility. Estar. Is the verb, to be. Here used in the infinitive form following. Podría. The combination. Podría estar. Translates to, might be, in English. En. Is the preposition, in. La cárcel. Is the noun phrase, jail, indicating the place where Tom might be. Key concepts. Conditional mood. Podría. Is in the conditional mood, expressing a possibility or hypothetical situation. Subordinate clause. The phrase, que Tom podría estar en la cárcel, is a subordinate clause, providing more information about the speaker's thought. Está bien, ganaste. Okay, you won. This sentence is in the presente. Present tense of the indicativo. Indicative, mood, which is used to express facts, opinions, and certain actions. The verb, estar, is the third person singular form of the verb, estar. To be, this form of the verb is used when the subject is, él, he, ella, she, or, usted, you, formal. Bien, is an adverb meaning, well, or, okay. Ganaste, is the second person singular form of the verb, ganar. To win, in the pretérito. Past tense, of the indicativo. Mood, this form is used when the subject is, tú, you, informal. The sentence is a simple statement, indicating that the person addressed has won something. Tom no sabe decir lo que quiere decir en inglés.
Tom doesn't know how to say what he wants to say in English. Breakdown.
Tom.
No.
Same.
Decir.
Lo que.
Quiere.
Decir.
En.
Inglés.
No.
Means, not, and negates the verb,
same.
Sabe.
Is the third person singular form of the verb,
saber, which means,
to know.
It is conjugated in the present tense.
Decir.
Is the infinitive form of the verb,
decir,
which means,
to say.
Law.
This is the direct object pronoun for,
it, which refers back to,
what he wants to say.
Que.
This is the relative pronoun,
that,
and introduces the clause,
what he wants to say.
Quiere.
This is the third person singular form of the verb,
querer,
which means,
to want.
It is conjugated in the present tense.
Decir.
This is the infinitive form of the verb,
decir,
which means,
to say.
En.
Inglés.
This means,
in English.
Fui por un camino diferente.
I went by a different path.
Breakdown.
Fui.
Is the past participle of the verb
ir.
To go, conjugated in the first person singular.
It indicates that the action of going happened in the past,
and the speaker is the one who performed the action.
Por.
Is a preposition meaning
by or through.
In this context,
it means
by means of
or using.
Un.
Is the indefinite article meaning
a or
an.
Camino.
Is a noun meaning
path
or road.
Diferente.
Is an adjective meaning
different.
Key concepts.
Past participle.
Fui.
Is the past participle of the verb
ir.
Which is used to form compound tenses like the preterite
and the perfect tenses.
Prepositions.
Por.
Is a preposition that introduces a phrase indicating how the action was performed.
Indefinite article.
Un.
Is used to introduce a singular noun that is not specific.
Adjectives.
Diferente.
Modifies the noun.
Camino.
Indicating that it was not the usual
or expected path.
Nos pidió que no hiciéramos ruido.
He asked us not to make noise.
Nos.
Nos.
Is the direct object pronoun meaning
us.
It is used here because the verb
pidió
asked is a transitive verb that requires a direct object.
Pidió.
Pidió. Is the past tense of the verb
pedir.
To ask.
Que.
Que. Is a conjunction introducing a subordinate clause.
No.
Nor.
Is the negative adverb.
Hiciéramos.
Hiciéramos.
Is the subjunctive form of the verb
hacer.
To do slash make.
This form is used because it is part of a subordinate clause introduced by
que
that follows a verb of request,
command,
or suggestion.
Pidió.
Ruido.
Ruido.
Is the noun meaning
noise.
Estás ahí abajo?
Are you down there?
This is a question phrase using the
tú
form of the verb
estar,
to be, which is
estás.
The
tú
form is used to address someone directly and familiarly,
much like you in English.
The verb
estás
is conjugated in the present tense.
Abajo
is an adverb that means
down there.
The sentence is asking
if the person is located
down there.
This could refer to a physical location,
or a metaphorical one,
such as being in a bad mood,
or in a state of difficulty.
Deben pensar que esto es cómico.
They must think that this is funny.
Breakdown.
Deben.
This is the third person plural of the verb.
Deber.
Which means,
to have to,
or, must.
In this sentence,
it indicates an obligation,
or a strong likelihood.
pensar. This is the infinitive form of the verb, pensar, which means to think. In this sentence, it's used in the present tense with the auxiliary verb, beber, que. This is the conjunction, at, introducing a subordinate clause, esto. This pronoun means, this, and refers to the situation, or event in question, es. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, ser, meaning, to be, cómico. This adjective means, funny, or, comical. Key concepts. Present tense of beber, the verb, beber, is used in the present tense to indicate an obligation, or a strong likelihood. Infinitive form. The infinitive form of the verb is used after the auxiliary verb, beber. Subordinate clause, the conjunction, que, introduces a subordinate clause that provides more information about the main clause. Bahia ya estamos unidos este año. She is going to go to the United States this year. This sentence uses the future tense in Spanish, which is formed with the verb ir, to go, and the infinitive of the main verb. The verb ir is conjugated in the third person singular, which is va. In this case, the word ella refers to the feminine subject, she, and is used to clarify that the verb va is referring to her. The infinitive ir is used because it is a verb phrase. The preposition a is used to indicate the destination, which is Estados Unidos, the United States. The phrase este año indicates the time frame, which is this year. Te ves genial. You look great. This sentence is in the informal to form, meaning it is used for someone you know well. T is the object pronoun for you, and is used because ves, to see, is a reflexive verb. Reflexive verbs are used when the action of the verb is done to, or by the subject of the sentence. Ves is the conjugated form of the verb, ver, to see, in the present tense, and second person singular, which means it is used when the subject is you, to. Genial means great, or awesome, in this context. It is an adjective that describes how you look. Realmente funciona. It really works. Breakdown. Realmente. Colon, this is an adverb meaning, really, or, truly. It emphasizes the following verb. Funciona. Colon, this is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, funcionar, which means, to work, or, to function. The sentence structure. The sentence is in a simple subject-verb structure. The subject is implied, it, and the verb is, functioner. The adverb, realmente, modifies the verb, functioner. Key concepts. Adverbs. Realmente is an adverb that modifies the verb, and provides more information about the action. Present indicative tense. Funciona is in the present indicative tense, which describes an action that is happening now, or regularly. Déjalo ahí. Leave it there. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb, dejar, which means, to leave. The law is a direct object pronoun that refers to a masculine noun, i.e. means, there. Este libro trata de las estrellas. This book is about the stars. Breakdown. Este. This, masculine singular. Libro. Book, masculine singular. Trata. Treat slash is about, third person singular present indicative of the verb. Tratar. De. Of slash about, preposition. Las. The, feminine plural. Estrellas.
Stars, feminine plural. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Spanish, nouns and adjectives must agree in gender, masculine or feminine, and number, singular or plural. This means that libro is masculine, and estrellas are feminine, and the article est is masculine. Prepositions. The preposition de is used to indicate the topic or subject of something. Verb tense. The verb trata is in the present indicative tense, indicating a present action or state. Ellos viven separados. They live separately. This sentence uses the verb vivir, which means to live. The present tense of vivir is yo vivo. To vivis. Ale slash ella slash usted. Vive. Nosotros slash nosotras. Vivimos. Vosotros slash vosotras. Vivis. Ellos slash ellas slash usted. Viven. The word separamos is the past participle of the verb separar. To separate, and functions as an adjective in this sentence, modifying the noun viven. This is a common construction in Spanish, using the past participle to modify a noun and create an adjectival phrase. Vente a comer con nosotros. Come eat with us. This sentence is a command in the informal form, using the verb venir. To come, in the imperative mood. Verte is the object pronoun, meaning you, in the informal singular, and it is attached to the verb to form. Vente, meaning come. The phrase a comer is a prepositional phrase meaning to eat. Lastly, the phrase con nosotros indicates that the speaker is inviting the listener to eat with us. Ellos están dispuestos a aprender inglés. They are willing to learn English. Breakdown. Ellos. This is the masculine plural pronoun meaning they. Están. This is the present tense of the verb estar, meaning to be. This is used here to express a state of being, in this case, a state of willingness. Dispuestos. This is the masculine plural past participle of the verb disponer, meaning to dispose. It is used here as an adjective modifying the pronoun ellos. A. This is the preposition to or for, indicating the purpose of their willingness. Aprender. This is the infinitive of the verb to learn inglés. This is a noun meaning English. Key concepts. The use of the verb estar to express a state of being. The use of the past participle of disponer as an adjective. The preposition a, indicating the purpose of the action. Example using eSpeakNG. eSpeakNG, they are willing to learn English. ¿Por qué te gusta ese tipo de juego? Why do you like that kind of game? ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué? Is the interrogative phrase meaning, why? It's used to ask for a reason or explanation. T. T. Is the indirect object pronoun meaning, you, informal, singular. It indicates the person to whom the action of the verb is directed. Gusta. Gusta. Is the third person singular form of the verb, gustar, meaning, to like. It is used with a direct object to express liking something or someone. Is. Ese. Is the masculine singular demonstrative adjective meaning that, referring to something nearby. Tipo. Tipo. Is the masculine singular noun meaning type or kind. De. De. Is the preposition of. Jugo. Juego. Is the masculine singular noun meaning game. Translation. Why do you like that kind of game? ¿Cuándo fue la última vez que hiciste una torta? When was the last time you baked a cake?
Cuando. Cuando. Means when. This is an interrogative pronoun, asking for the time of an event. Fu. Fue. Is the third person singular past tense of the verb. Ser. To be. In this context, it's used to indicate a past event. La última vez. La última vez. Means, the last time. La. Is the feminine singular definite article, última. Is the feminine singular superlative adjective, last, and, vez. Means, time. Que. Que. Is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. In this case, it connects the interrogative pronoun to the verb phrase. Hiciste una torta. Hiciste. Hiciste. Is the second person singular past tense of the verb. Hacer. To do slash make. Una. Una. Is the indefinite article, a, or, an, used with feminine nouns. Torta. Torta. Means, cake. Tomes un canadiense que vive en Australia. Tom is a Canadian, who lives in Australia. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence, and a proper noun. Es. Is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense. Un. Is the indefinite article meaning, a. Canadiense. Is a noun meaning, Canadian. Que. Is a relative pronoun that introduces a relative clause. Vive. Is the verb, to live, in the third person singular present tense. En. Is a preposition meaning, in. Australia. Is a proper noun referring to the country Australia. The sentence uses the present tense to describe a state of being, Tom is a Canadian, and an action, Tom lives in Australia. The relative clause, que vive en Australia, clarifies the type of Canadian Tom is, namely one, who lives in Australia. El dodo es una especie ya extinta. The dodo is a species that is already extinct. Here's a breakdown. El. This is the definite article, meaning, the. It's masculine, singular and agrees with the noun. Dodo. Dodo. This is the noun meaning, dodo. It is a masculine noun. Es. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, ser, meaning, to be. It agrees with the subject. Dodo. Una. This is the indefinite article meaning, a, it's feminine, singular, and agrees with the noun. Especie. Especie. This is the noun meaning, species. It is a feminine noun. Ya. This adverb means, already. Extinta. This is the feminine singular past participle of the verb, extinguir, meaning, extinct. It agrees with the noun. Especie. The sentence is in the present tense, and the structure is subject-verb complement. The verb, es, links the subject, dodo, with the complement, una especie ya extinta. A species that is already extinct. The adverb, ya, emphasizes that the extinction of the dodo is a fact that has already happened. No puedes vivir en esa isla. You cannot live on that island. This sentence is in the negative form, and uses the verb, poner, to be able to. The structure is, no, no, plus, puedes. You can, plus, vivir, live, plus, en, in, plus, esa. At, plus, isla, island, puedes, is the second person singular form of the verb, poner, in the present tense, vivir, is an infinitive verb, but it is used here in the present tense. Esa, is a demonstrative adjective that means, that, isla,
is a noun that means island. The sentence literally translates to, you cannot live in that island. El reloj acaba de marcar las tres.
The clock just struck three. Here's a breakdown of the sentence.
El.
This is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the
reloj.
This is the noun, clock.
Acaba.
This is the third person singular present indicative of the verb.
Acabar.
Meaning, to end, or to finish. This is a common verb used to express that something just happened, or is about to happen.
De.
This is a preposition meaning of
marcar.
This is the infinitive form of the verb, to mark.
Las.
This is the feminine plural definite article, meaning the
tres.
This is the number three. Key concepts.
Verb tense.
The verb
acaba
is in the present tense, but it expresses an action that just occurred. This is a common usage in Spanish.
Preposition
de colon in this sentence,
de
signifies that the action of marking is being performed by the clock.
Eres gracioso.
You are funny. The sentence is,
eres gracioso.
Eres is the informal second person singular form of the verb
ser.
To be. It is used in this context because we are addressing the person directly and using the informal you.
Gracioso
is an adjective meaning funny or humorous. The sentence is in the present tense and expresses a statement of fact.
No se debe fumar aquí.
This means, you should not smoke here. Here is a breakdown of the sentence.
No.
Colon, this is the negation word, no, in Spanish. It functions like, not, in English.
Se.
Colon, this is a reflexive pronoun, but in this context, it is used as a general, indefinite subject. It is similar to, one, or, you, in English.
Debe.
Colon, this is the verb, debe, in the third person singular present indicative.
Debe, means, should, or, must.
Fumar. Colon, this is the infinitive verb, to smoke.
Aquí.
Colon, this means, here. So, the sentence is literally saying, one should not smoke here. But, it is more natural in English to say, you should not smoke here.
Nunca había estado tan orgullosa de Tom.
I had never been so proud of Tom. This sentence is in the
pretérito perfecto.
Perfect past tense.
Nunca
means never.
Había estado
is a compound verb. It's made of the auxiliary verb
haber.
To have, in the imperfect tense, which is used to set the scene, or context, and the past participle of
estar.
To be, which is
estado.
Tan means so and
orgullosa
means proud.
De Tom
is a prepositional phrase meaning of Tom.
Ella trabaja como secretaria en una oficina.
She works as a secretary in an office. The sentence uses the verb
trabajar,
which means to work. The verb is conjugated in the third person singular,
ella,
which means she. The preposition
como
translates to as and is used to indicate her profession.
The noun secretaria
means secretary. Finally, the preposition
en
indicates location and is followed by the noun
oficina,
which means office.
Creemos en la existencia de Dios.
We believe in the existence of God. Breakdown.
Creemos
is the present tense, first person plural form of the verb
creer.
To believe
en
is a preposition meaning in or on.
La
is the definite article meaning the. Existencia is a noun meaning existence. De is a preposition meaning of. Yours is a noun meaning God. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb creer is conjugated in the present tense, first person plural to indicate that the subject, we, believes. Definite article. The definite article. La is used before the noun. Existencia. Because it refers to a specific existence, the existence of God. Prepositions. The prepositions. En. And. De. Are essential for establishing the relationships between the words in the sentence. Translation using eSpeak NG. We believe in the existence of God. ¿Por qué te enfadaste tanto? Why did you get so angry? This sentence is asking the reason for someone's anger. Let's break it down. ¿Por qué? Means why, and is an interrogative word. It's used to ask for a reason or explanation. Te is the object pronoun, you, in the informal singular form. Enfadaste is the past tense of the verb. Enfadar, which means to anger or to get angry. It's in the second person singular form, meaning you got angry. Tanto means so much or very, and emphasizes the degree of anger. The sentence uses a direct word order: interrogative word, subject pronoun, verb, adverb. The word order is typical for Spanish questions. Tommy, Mary, decoraron el árbol de Navidad. Tom and Mary decorated the Christmas tree. This sentence is in the past tense. Tom and Mary are the subjects of the sentence. Decoraron is the verb in the past tense. It means decorated. El árbol de Navidad is the direct object of the verb. It means the Christmas tree. Key concept. The verb decorar is a regular verb in the third person plural form, meaning it agrees with the plural subject, Tom and Mary. Quedé inconsciente. I became unconscious. This sentence uses the verb quedar, which means to remain or to be left. In this case, it is used in the past tense. Quedé. And combined with the adjective inconsciente. Unconscious, to express the state of being unconscious. The literal translation would be, I remained unconscious, but the English translation, I became unconscious, is more natural. No me molesta levantarme a las seis. It doesn't bother me to get up at six. Breakdown. No me molesta. This is the negative form of the verb, molestar, to bother. The me is the indirect object pronoun, indicating that the action of bothering affects the speaker. No negates the statement. Levantarme. This is the infinitive verb, levantas, to get up, conjugated in the infinitive form. It's used here because it follows the preposition a, to. A las seis. This is a prepositional phrase indicating the time, at six. Las is the feminine definite article, the, and seis is the number six. Key concepts. Indirect object pronoun. Me is used to show that the action of molestar, to bother, is directed towards the speaker. Infinitive verbs. Infinitive verbs are used after prepositions like a, to, in Spanish. Prepositional phrases. A las seis acts as a prepositional phrase to specify the time. Fue una gran fiesta. It was a great party. Breakdown. Fue. This is the past tense of the verb. Ser. To be. In this case, it's the third person singular, meaning it was. Una. This is the feminine singular definite article, meaning a, or one. Gran. This is an adjective meaning big or great. Fiesta. This is the noun, party. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Spanish, adjectives must agree in gender with the noun they modify. Since fiesta is feminine, the adjective gran must also be feminine. Past tense. The verb fue is in the past tense, indicating that the event already happened. Tom me preguntó si ya había pagado la cuenta. Tom asked me if I had already paid the bill. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and the person who asked the question. Me is the object pronoun, indicating the person being asked. Pregunto. Pregunto is the past tense of the verb preguntar, to ask, and is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the subject Tom. Si is the conjunction used to introduce a question. Ya is an adverb that means already, indicating the action happened in the past. Había. Había is the past imperfect of the verb haber. To have, used in this context to form the pluperfect tense. Pagado. Pagado is the past participle of the verb pagar. To pay, which is conjugated in the past participle form to complete the pluperfect tense. La is the definite article, referring to the specific bill that was being discussed. Cuenta means bill or account. Key concepts. Pluperfect tense. The pluperfect tense is used to describe an action that was completed before another action in the past. In this sentence, the payment of the bill occurred before Tom asked about it. Indirect questions. The sentence uses an indirect question, which is a question embedded within another sentence. The indirect question is introduced by the conjunction si, and it doesn't require a question mark. Él colgó una lámpara del techo. He hung a lamp from the ceiling. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the third person singular masculine form of the verb colgar, which means to hang. Here's a breakdown. Él. He, third person singular masculine pronoun, colgó. Colgó. Hung, past tense, third person singular masculine of. Colgar. Una lámpara. Una lámpara. A lamp, feminine noun, singular, del techo. Del techo. From the ceiling, prepositional phrase. Del is a contraction of de plus el. Estas botas son de Australia. These boots are from Australia. The sentence is in the present tense, and it uses the verb ser, which means to be, and is conjugated as son in the third person plural. The word botas means boots, and the word de means from or of. The word Australia is a proper noun, so it is capitalized. Therefore, the full translation is, these boots are from Australia. Bienvenido de vuelta. Welcome back. This sentence is a simple greeting meaning, welcome back. Bienvenido is the masculine singular form of the adjective, welcome. It's used here as an adjective modifying the pronoun, you, which is implied in the phrase. De vuelta means back, and is a prepositional phrase indicating the direction of the return. Encendió una vela en la oscuridad. He lit a candle in the darkness. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Encendió is the past tense of the verb encender, which means to light or to turn on. It's conjugated in the third person singular, indicating that it's referring to a male subject. Una vela means a candle. Una is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article, indicating one candle. En is a preposition meaning in or on. La oscuridad means the darkness. La is the feminine singular definite article, referring to a specific darkness. This sentence demonstrates the use of past tense, direct object, and prepositional phrases. It also highlights the use of definite and indefinite articles in Spanish. Confesó todas sus culpas. He confessed all of his guilt. The verb confieso is in the preterite tense of the verb confessar, which means to confess. The subject of the sentence is he, which is implied. The object of the verb confieso is the noun phrase todas sus culpas, which means all of his guilt. Todas is the feminine plural form of the adjective to do, which means all. Sus is the possessive adjective meaning his. Culpas is the plural form of the noun culpa, which means guilt. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence that conveys the fact that the subject confessed to all of his guilt. Key concepts. Preterite tense, a past tense used to describe completed actions in the past possessive adjective. A type of adjective that shows possession, such as his, her, its, our, and their. Noun phrase, a group of words that functions as a noun, often consisting of a noun and its modifiers. Esto es un caso excepcional. This is an exceptional case. Breakdown. Esto. This is a demonstrative pronoun, pointing to something near the speaker. Es. Is, this is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Ser. To be. Un. A slash an, this is an indefinite article, indicating an unspecified singular noun. Caso. Case, this is a noun, referring to a situation, or instance. Excepcional. Exceptional, this is an adjective, describing something that is unusual, or extraordinary. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronoun, esto, demonstrates that the speaker is referring to a specific case. Indefinite article, un, indicates that the case is not specific, but is a general example. Adjective, excepcional, describes the quality of the case, making it stand out. Lo medité y decidí no ir. I thought about it, and decided not to go. Breakdown. Lo is a pronoun replacing the previous idea, or action of thinking about something. Medité is the past tense of the verb. Meditar. To meditate, to think deeply. This implies careful consideration. E is the conjunction, and decidir is the past tense of the verb. Decidir. To decide, indicating the speaker made a choice. No is the negation, not. Ir is the infinitive verb, to go. Trata de usar bien tu tiempo. Try to use your time well. The sentence. Trata de usar bien tu tiempo is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Let's break it down. Trata is the imperative form of the verb tratar, which means to try. De is a preposition that indicates purpose or intention. It is used to introduce the infinitive. Usar. In this case, usar is the infinitive form of the verb usar, which means to use. Bien is an adverb meaning well or correctly. Tu is the possessive adjective meaning your. Tiempo is a noun meaning time. The sentence could be rephrased as, make an effort to use your time well. Este reloj es a prueba de agua.
This watch is waterproof. Breakdown.
Este.
This is a demonstrative adjective, which means it points to something specific. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, which is
reloj.
Watch, in this case.
Reloj.
Watch, this is a masculine noun.
Es.
Is, this is the third person singular form of the verb.
Ser.
To be, in the present tense.
A prueba de agua.
Waterproof, this is a phrase that literally means, to the test of water, indicating that the watch is resistant to water. Key concepts. Demonstrative adjectives.
Words like,
este.
This, esa.
That,
estos.
These,
and,
esas. Those, are used to point to specific things. Gender and number agreement. In Spanish, adjectives must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. So since,
reloj,
is masculine singular, the adjective,
este,
must also be masculine singular. Prepositional phrases.
The phrase,
a prueba de agua, functions as a prepositional phrase, which modifies the noun,
reloj,
and provides additional information about it.
Cumpleañeces en mi próximo cumpleaños.
I will turn 16 on my next birthday. This sentence is in the future tense, and it uses the verb
cumplir,
which means to turn, or to reach, an age. The phrase
en mi próximo cumpleaños
means on my next birthday.
16
is the number 16.
No te tomes en serio las amenazas de Tom.
Don't take Tom's threats seriously. This sentence uses the imperative mood to give a direct command.
Breakdown.
No te tomes, this is the imperative form of the verb.
Tomar.
To take, conjugated in the second person singular, you, with the negative.
No.
T is the reflexive pronoun meaning, yourself.
En serio,
this is a phrase meaning, seriously. Las amenazas, this is the plural form of the noun.
Amenaza.
Threat. De Tom, this is a prepositional phrase meaning, from Tom, indicating the source of the threats. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used for giving commands, or instructions.
Reflexive verbs.
Verbs that have a reflexive pronoun, e.g.
tomarse.
To take oneself.
Plural nouns.
Nouns that refer to more than one thing, e.g.
amenazas.
Threats. Prepositional phrases. Phrases that begin with a preposition, e.g.
de Tom.
From Tom.
Soy mayor que tú.
This sentence means, I am older than you. Here is a breakdown of the sentence.
Soy
means, I am. This is the first person singular present tense of the verb.
Ser.
To be.
Mayor.
Means, older. It is an adjective that modifies the pronoun.
Yo.
I.
Que.
Means, than. It introduces a comparative clause that compares the age of the speaker to the age of the listener.
Tú
means you. This is the second person singular pronoun that is the object of the comparison. Key concepts. The use of the comparative adjective
mayor
indicates a comparison between two things or people. The conjunction
que
introduces a clause that clarifies the basis of the comparison.
The pronoun
tú is used to refer to the person being addressed.
Tom quiere ver a su hijo.
Tom wants to see his son.
Breakdown.
Tom is the subject of the sentence, the person performing the action.
Quiere
is the verb, to want, in the third person singular present tense,
indicating that Tom is the one who wants something. Where is the infinitive verb to see? Is the preposition to, indicating the direction of the action. Su. Is the possessive adjective his, indicating that the son belongs to Tom. Hijo. Is the noun son the object of the verb to see? This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. It expresses a desire or intention on the part of Tom. The use of the preposition a before the object, hijo, is typical when expressing the desire to see someone. Soy el único. The literal translation is, am I the only one? Here's a breakdown. Soy, soy, is the first person singular form of the verb, ser, to be. Here it's conjugated in the present tense, indicating a present state of being. El único, el único, means, the only one. It is a masculine singular noun phrase. The question mark at the beginning indicates this is a question. So the full meaning of the sentence is, am I the only one who feels this way, does this, etc. Tom no habla francés y yo tampoco. Tom doesn't speak French, and neither do I. Breakdown. Tom. This is the subject of the first clause. No. This is the negation word, meaning, not. Habla. This is the third person singular present tense of the verb, habla, which means, to speak. Francés. This is a noun meaning, French. E. This is a conjunction meaning, and. Yo. This is the subject pronoun for, I. Tampoco. This is an adverb meaning, neither, or, not either. It is used to emphasize that the negation applies to both clauses. Key concepts. Negation. The use of no. To negate the first clause and tampoco. To negate the second clause. Subject-verb agreement. The verb habla agrees in number and person with the subject. Tom. Conjunction. The use of e. To connect the two clauses. Adverb. The use of tampoco. To emphasize the negation in the second clause. Me llevo bien con ella. I get along well with her. Me. Is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. Llevo. Is the present tense of the verb. Llevar. Which means, to carry, or, to take. In this context, it means, to get along. Bien. Is an adverb meaning, well. Con. Is a preposition meaning, with. Ella. Is the direct object pronoun, meaning, her. This sentence is in the present tense, and expresses a general truth. The phrase, llevarse bien con alguien, is a common expression in Spanish meaning, to get along well with someone. Tom quiere saber dónde escondiste la clave. Tom wants to know where you hid the key. Tom is the subject of the sentence, the person who wants to know. Quiere is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Querer. To want. Saber is the infinitive form of the verb. Saber. To know. Donde is the interrogative adverb. Donde. Where, in the question form. Escondiste is the second person singular preterite form of the verb. Esconder. To hide. La is the definite article. La. The, referring to the key. Clave is the noun. Clave. Key. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verbs. Querer. And. Esconder. Are conjugated in the present indicative and preterite tenses, respectively, to match the subject, Tom, and the object, to. You, interrogative adverb, the use of donde, introduces the question about the location of the key. Direct object pronoun, la, is used as a direct object pronoun to refer to the clave. Me gusta llevar suecos. I like to wear clogs. Breakdown. Me. This is the pronoun, me, in the nominative case, meaning it is the subject of the sentence. Gusta. This is the third person singular form of the verb, gustar, to like, which is used with an indirect object pronoun. Since the subject is me, I, gusta, is used. Llevar. This is the infinitive form of the verb, llevar, to wear, to carry. It is used here in the infinitive form, because it is the object of the verb, gustar. Suecos. This is the plural form of the noun, sueco, clog. Suecos are a type of shoe, traditionally made of wood. Key concepts. Indirect object pronoun. The verb, gustar, takes an indirect object pronoun, which indicates the person or thing that likes something. Here, the indirect object pronoun is me, I. Infinitive. The infinitive form of a verb is the base form of the verb, often ending in r, er, or er. In this sentence, the infinitive, llevar, is used as the object of the verb, gustar. Translation for Eastpeak NG. Me. Gusta. Llevar. Suecos. Creo que hice algo malo. I think I did something bad. Creo. Means, I think, or, I believe. It's the first person singular present tense of the verb. Creer. Which means, to believe. Que. Is a conjunction that means, that. It's used to introduce a subordinate clause. Hice. Means, I did. It's the first person singular preterite tense of the verb. Hacer. Which means, to do, or, to make. Algo. Means, something. It's an indefinite pronoun that refers to something unspecified. Malo. Means, bad. It's an adjective that modifies the noun. Algo. The sentence combines a verb of thought, creer, with a verb of action, hacer, to express the speaker's belief that they have done something wrong. ¿Qué edad tiene vuestro tío? How old is your uncle? This sentence is a question in Spanish, and it asks about the age of someone's uncle. ¿Qué? ¿Qué? Means, what? And is used to ask for information. Edad. Edad. Means, age. Time. Tiene. Is the third person singular present tense of the verb, tener, which means, to have. It is used here in the sense of, possesses, or, has, as an attribute. Vuestro. Vuestro. Is the masculine plural possessive adjective meaning, your, and refers to the uncle belonging to the person being addressed. Tío. Tío. Means, uncle. The entire sentence asks, what age does your uncle have? Or, what is your uncle's age? Hiciste lo correcto. You did the right thing. The sentence is in the past tense, and uses the pretérito indefinido. Verb conjugation. Hiciste. Is the second person singular form of the verb. Hacer. Which means, to do, or, to make. This conjugation implies that the action was completed in the past, and is used to express a completed action in a specific moment in the past. Law. Is the masculine singular form of the pronoun. El. Which means, the, and serves as the object of the verb. Hiciste. In this sentence, it functions as a pronoun representing the action of doing the right thing. Correcto. Is an adjective, meaning, correct, or, right.
It describes the action expressed by the verb, hiciste. Together, the sentence translates to, you did the right thing.
¿Por qué no cenamos esta noche en un restaurante?
Why don't we eat dinner at a restaurant tonight? This is a suggestion and a question. The phrase, why don't we, is used to make a suggestion in English. Breakdown.
¿Por qué? ¿Por qué?
This is a question word that asks, why? It is asking the reason for not having dinner at a restaurant.
No. No.
This is the negation word, not. Cenamos.
Cenamos.
This is the verb, to eat dinner, in the first person plural form, meaning, we eat dinner. This form of the verb is in the present tense.
Esta noche.
Esta noche. This means, tonight. En un restaurante.
En un restaurante.
This means, at a restaurant. The word, en.
En.
Means, in, or, at, and is used to indicate a location.
Esto está a la venta.
Is this for sale? This sentence is a simple question using the verb estar. To be, in the present tense. It's conjugated in the third person singular, está. Because it refers to the item being asked about.
A la venta.
Is a common phrase meaning, for sale. It literally translates to the sale, indicating that the item is available for purchase.
Mira cómo lo hago.
Look at how I do it. Breakdown.
Mira.
Mira. Is the imperative form of the verb ver.
Ver.
To see. It means, look, in this context. The ending indicates that it is a command directed at a singular, to, you, informal.
Como.
Como. Is an adverb meaning, how. It is used here to ask for a method, or process.
Lo.
Law. Is a direct object pronoun that refers to a masculine singular noun previously mentioned, or that can be understood from the context. It is used here to avoid repeating the noun.
Hago.
Hago. Is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb hacer.
Hacer.
To do slash make. It indicates that the speaker is performing the action.
Key concepts.
Imperative, a command, or request direct object pronoun, a pronoun that replaces a direct object noun present indicative, a verb tense that describes actions happening now.
Eso ya no es posible.
That is no longer possible. Breakdown.
Eso.
Eso. This, that, referring to a previously mentioned idea, or situation, ya.
Ya.
Already no.
No.
Not is.
Es.
Is, third person singular of the verb, sir, possible.
Posible.
Possible. Key concepts. Negation. The word, no.
No.
Is used to negate the verb, is.
Es.
Adverb of time. The word, ya.
Ya.
Indicates that the possibility has ceased to exist at some point in the past.
¿Sabes dónde vivo?
Do you know where I live? This sentence is a question in the
presente.
Present tense of the verb.
Saber.
To know.
Sabes.
¿Sabes? Is the informal way of saying, do you know? And is used with someone you are familiar with. It is a conjugation of the verb
saber
in the
presente
tense, second person singular.
Donde,
donde means where in this context.
Vivo,
vivo means I live. This is the first person singular form of the verb
vivir.
To live in the
presente
tense. In this question, the speaker wants to know if the listener knows their residence. The question is phrased in a way that suggests the speaker expects the listener to know their location.
A él le gusta viajar solo. He likes to travel alone. This sentence uses the indirect object pronoun, le, which means, to him. This indicates that the action of liking is directed towards him. The verb, gustar, meaning, to like, is used in the third person singular form, since the subject is, él. He, the infinitive, viajar. To travel, is used in the infinitive form, indicating an action that will occur in the future. Solo. Alone, modifies the verb, viajar, and means that he travels without company. Sé que es cierto. I know that it is true. This sentence is in the indicative mood, and uses the present tense of the verb saber, saber. Say, sé, is the first person singular form of the present indicative of saber, saber, meaning, I know. Que, que, is a conjunction introducing a subordinate clause, and in this case, it means, that. Is, es, is the third person singular form of the present indicative of ser, ser, meaning, is. Cierto, cierto, is an adjective meaning, true. Thus, the entire sentence translates to, I know that it is true. Tienes que abandonar Boston. You have to leave Boston. This sentence is in the tú form, which means you in the informal sense. It uses the verb tener que, which means to have to or must in English. The infinitive verb abandonar follows, meaning to leave or to abandon. The word Boston is a proper noun, referring to the city in Massachusetts. Breakdown. Times. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb tener, to have, for the to form. It indicates that you have an obligation. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces the following verb, abandonar, as the object of the verb to have. Abandonar. This is the infinitive verb meaning, to leave, or, to abandon. Boston. This is a proper noun, referring to the city in Massachusetts. Key concepts. Present tense conjugation. The verb, tener, is conjugated in the present tense to indicate a current obligation. Infinitive verb. The infinitive verb, abandonar, is used after. Tener que, to express the specific action that must be performed. Proper noun, Boston, is a proper noun, which is a specific name for a person, place, or thing. Therefore, the sentence, times que abandonar Boston, translates to, you have to leave Boston.
¿Puedes alcanzar la caja de esa estantería?
Can you reach the box on that shelf? This sentence is a question in the formal, usted, form, which is used when addressing someone you don't know well, someone older than you, or in a formal setting. Let's break it down. ¿Puedes alcanzar?
¿Puedes alcanzar?
This phrase translates to, can you reach? Is the question mark in Spanish. ¿Puedes? Is the verb, to be able, in the formal, usted, form, conjugated in the present tense. Alcanzar. Is the verb, to reach, in the infinitive form. La caja. La caja. This means, the box. La. Is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form. Caja. Is the noun, box. De esa estantería. De esa estantería. Means, on that shelf. De. Is a preposition that can mean, of, or, from, but here indicates location. Esa. Is the demonstrative adjective, that, in the feminine singular form. Estantería. Is the noun, shelf.
So the whole sentence translates to, can you reach the box on that shelf?
Tom se merilita.
Tom is becoming weak.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, and is a proper noun.
Se
is a reflexive pronoun meaning himself, and is used because the verb
verilitar
is a reflexive verb, which means the action of the verb is done to the subject.
Verilita
is the third person singular present tense of the verb
verilitar,
which means to weaken.
Deberíais sympathar.
You should start.
Breakdown.
Deberíais is the second person plural form of the verb
deber,
which means to should or to ought to. This form is used to express obligation or advice to a group of people. It's the polite form, equivalent to you all should or you guys should.
Empezar
is the infinitive form of the verb to start, and it's used here in the infinitive form to indicate an action that needs to be taken. The sentence can be interpreted as a command, a suggestion, or a statement of obligation. It depends on the context.
Soy la más alta de la clase.
I am the tallest in the class.
Breakdown.
Soy. This is the first person singular present tense form of the verb ser, meaning to be. It is used to describe a permanent characteristic or state of being.
La.
This is the definite article meaning the in the feminine singular form.
Más.
This is the superlative form of more, meaning most.
Alta.
This is the feminine singular form of the adjective alto, meaning tall.
De.
This is the preposition of
la.
This is the definite article meaning the in the feminine singular form.
Clase.
This is the noun, class.
Key concepts.
Superlative adjectives. The superlative form of an adjective is used to compare three or more things and indicate which one is the most or least of a particular quality.
Definite articles.
Definite articles, like the, specify a noun that has already been mentioned or is known to both the speaker and the listener.
Gender agreement.
In Spanish, adjectives and nouns must agree in gender. In this case, alter, tall, is feminine to agree with, la clase, the class.
Si necesitas alguna otra cosa, me lo dices.
If you need anything else, let me know.
Breakdown.
Si.
Si.
This is the conjunction, if. It introduces a conditional clause.
Necesitas.
Necesitas. This is the verb to need in the second person singular present indicative form.
Alguna.
Alguna. This is the indefinite adjective, some or any.
Otra.
Otra. This is the feminine singular adjective, other.
Cosa.
Cosa. This is the noun, thing.
Me.
Me. This is the direct object pronoun,
me.
It indicates that the speaker is the recipient of the action.
Lo.
Law. This is the direct object pronoun, it. It refers to the previously mentioned, cosa, thing.
Dices.
Dices. This is the verb, to say, in the second person singular present indicative form. It is conjugated to agree with the subject, to,
you.
Key concepts. Conditional clause. The sentence starts with a conditional clause, introduced by C.
C.
This clause sets up a hypothetical situation. If you need anything else, direct object pronouns. The sentence uses the direct object pronouns,
me,
me, and lo,
law.
To avoid repetition of the nouns, me, and cosa. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, dices.
Dices
is conjugated to agree with the implied subject, to,
you.
Tom es un comediante.
Tom is a comedian.
The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb, sir, sare, which means, to be. It is used to describe a permanent characteristic, in this case, Tom's profession. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Is. S. Is the third person singular form of the verb, sir, sare. In the present tense, un. Un. Is the masculine singular indefinite article meaning, a, or, an. Comedian. Comediante. Is a noun meaning, comedian. The sentence can be broken down as follows. Tom. Tom. Plus is. S. Plus un. Un. Plus comedian. Comediante. Tom. Tom. Plus is plus a plus comedian. Tom is a comedian. Debemos mantener las tradiciones familiares. We must maintain family traditions. The sentence. Debemos mantener las tradiciones familiares. Is in the affirmative imperative mood. The verb. Debemos. Is the first person plural form of the verb. Deber. To have to must, which is used to express obligation or necessity. The word mantener means to maintain, to keep, or to preserve. The noun tradiciones refers to traditions. It is plural and feminine, so the definite article las is used before it. Finally, the adjective familiares means family. It modifies the noun, tradiciones. Therefore, the complete sentence means, we must maintain family traditions. Alguien lanzó una bomba fétida en el aula. Someone threw a stink bomb in the classroom. Breakdown. Alguien. This is the indefinite pronoun, someone, or somebody, and is the subject of the sentence. Lanzó. This is the past tense of the verb, lanzar, meaning, to throw, or, to launch. Una. This is the feminine singular definite article, a, or, an. Bomba. This is the noun, bomb. Fetida. This is the adjective, fetid, or, smelly. En. This is the preposition, in. El. This is the masculine singular definite article, the. Aula. This is the noun, classroom. Key concepts. Indefinite pronoun, alguien, is an indefinite pronoun, which refers to a person or people that are not specifically identified. Past tense. The verb, lanzó, is in the past tense, indicating that the action of throwing the bomb has already happened. Adjective, the adjective, fétida, modifies the noun, bomba, describing its quality. Preposition, the preposition, en, shows the location of the action. Definite article, the definite articles, una, and, el, specify the particular bomb and classroom being referred to. El trabajo ahora está en progreso. The work is now in progress. El is the masculine singular definite article meaning the. Trabajo is the noun, work, in masculine singular form. Ahora is the adverb, now. Está is the third person singular present indicative of the verb, estar, meaning, to be. En is the preposition, in. Progreso is the noun, progress. Se secó con la toalla. He slash she dried himself slash herself with the towel. This sentence is in the third person singular, meaning it refers to a single person, who is not the speaker, or the listener. Se is the reflexive pronoun, meaning, himself slash herself. Secó is the past tense of the verb. Secar which means to dry.
Con means with.
La toalla
means the towel. The sentence structure is a typical subject-verb-object pattern, indicating that the person dried themselves using the towel.